How close is fieldwork? Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. The Brownfield radio footprint covers a lot of geography, so there's a difference in the times that growers begin fieldwork. The Commodity Classic is generally considered to be the season's last major show before farmers start scratching dirt. We'll catch up with some of them coming up right after the break. There are thousands of farmers who attend Commodity Classic, and most are looking forward to fieldwork or have already begun. National Corn Growers Association board member from South Dakota, Keith Alverson, is patient about getting the planter out.
Typically in my part of the world in southeast South Dakota, that's about the third to fourth week of April. By all indications, things should be on time, but we've got a fair amount of snow on the ground yet, but that's not uncommon for this time of year either. And so things will be happening rapidly, and I think we're going to have farmers ready to go when weather allows.
There's not too much latitudinal change between Keith's South Dakota farm and the farm of David Williams, the president of the Michigan Soybean Association. His time in the field is also late April, but he'd like to push that up.
Everybody keeps talking about planting soybeans earlier and earlier. So I'd like to try something a little bit earlier than that this year. On our farm, we do primarily no-till. And you have to have the ground conditions correct before you start doing that. Otherwise, you end up with a mess.
But of course, the further south the farm, the earlier that work begins. In fact, Missouri Corn Growers President Kyle Kirby, who farms in the southwest corner of Missouri, took a break from field work to travel to Anaheim for Commodity Classic.
We've already been in the field. We're about 70% done putting on anhydrous now. So actually the first day that it dries up, we'll be in the field with the planter. We're that close. You know, we're 3 weeks away and very wet right now, as is quite a bit of the state. But even though prices are low, there's a lot of optimism. You know, every new growing season brings optimism. And so we're excited to get started with the 18 crop.
Gary Porter grows corn in northern Missouri and has his planters adjusted, greased, and ready for the first dry day, but he measures the first signs of the turning season with a different crop.
We got those baby calves hitting the ground right now, and that's always something that every farmer likes to see, is a baby calf hitting the ground and seeing it stand up for the first time. And it's just like the corn crop. You smell the soil when it's been stirred that every farmer can identify with, and everybody loves that, but when those first kernels start spiking through the ground and you start seeing that from them rows go down through the field, it seems like that's a day of kind of celebration.
Farmers whose thoughts during Commodity Classic were on the approaching planting season. Tom Stever, Brownfield.